Days away from celebrating the holiday of Purim, so let's start to talk about that. In the end of Megillas Esther, we are told, "Layhudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar." We are told that the Jews in the days of the Purim story had great light, great illumination, and they had a reason to have great joy and celebration at that time. So the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah Daf Tazayin that this is not only meant to be understood literally, that in the times of the Purim story of the great miracle, everybody felt a sense of joy and celebration because of what had happened. But the Gemara says also that Ora is a reference to Torah. When it says Layhudim Asa'ora, it means that the Jews of that time had a renewed sense of understanding of Torah. Shanemar, because it says Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So Rashi explains, why is it that on the occasion of the Purim miracle, of the Purim story, that the Jews suddenly had this renewed understanding and appreciation for what it means to learn Torah? Says Rashi, because Haman made a decree against the Jews, and one of the aspects of his decree was that lo ya'asku b'Torah, they're not allowed to study, they're not allowed to engage in learning Torah, and therefore once Haman's decree was lifted, once it was abolished and nullified, now they once again went back to have a full appreciation of what it meant to be engaged in Talmud Torah. And based on this Gemara, la'yehudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'sason, based on that, the Ramah writes the following psak in Ilchas Purim. Tov la'asuk ma'at b'Torah, it is advisable for a person to study Torah, kodem she'yaschil ha'suda, before the Purim Seuda begins. Usmach le'davar, says the Ramah. How do we know that a person should carve out time on Purim, as difficult as that might be? How do we know that it's advisable to do so? Because as we see in the Gemara, it says, la'yehudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'sasan v'ikara, and ora here is a reference to Talmud Torah. So therefore, says the Ramah, this is something we should all make time to do on Purim before we go and enjoy with our Purim Seuda. So in the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda that was written by one of the great tzaddikim in the 18th century, Rabbi Alexander Ziskin from Haradna, so he writes also about this Ramah, he comments and he says, Mizeh Yireh, from here, from this Gemara, we see Chiyuv Gadol B'Yom Hazeh Al Kol Yodea Sefer. He says, from here, from this Gemara, we can extrapolate that there is an important idea for anybody who is a Yodea Sefer, for anybody who understands the value of learning Torah, sheyilmad Torasenu Hakdosha, that on Purim you should go and carve out time to study the Torah Hakdosha v'lismach b'limuda, and to celebrate and rejoice in that great study of Torah, v'lases hoda atzuma b'piv u'machshavto, and to spend time on Purim being grateful and praising, not only with your mouth, but also with your mind, with your intellect, liotzreinu bareinu baruchu baruch shemo, to our great and gracious God, Asher Heini Atzaz Goyim, that he thwarted, that he prevented the scheme and the plan of those enemies of ours. V'yafir Machshavas Arumim Haman Hatzor, that he took the idea of Haman and he flipped it around. Shegazer Aleinu Am Kodesh Milasak B'Terosenu Hakdosh Batamima, that Haman had made a decree that no one was allowed to study any Torah. And therefore he says, this is where the idea comes from, that we should make sure to do the opposite and to show our appreciation that Haman's decree was lifted and that his decree was rescinded, and therefore we should, in response, make sure to make time to study Torah on Purim. And therefore he says, Achatzasi emuna unachona la'adam, he says, if it were up to me, I would advise people, Shalo yazuz mi beis hamedrash shachris at sheyilmud. When you go to shul in the morning on Purim, he says, you should make sure to sit down after davening is over, before you go home, you should make sure to sit down just for a few minutes at least and learn a little bit in the shul. Why? Ki bebeso, he says, as we all know, once we get home on Purim, it's a pretty busy day. Yachal lovely de bitil, it is very easy for a person to get so distracted and so preoccupied with everything going on, and therefore he says it's advisable for a person to make sure that they learn Torah before they leave shul in the morning in order that they don't go through the day of Purim without having some engagement in Talmud Torah. So what you see from all this is that the celebration that Purim was intended to be, and the celebration that unfortunately Purim has become today, is not exactly the same. Like the way the Gemara describes what a Purim celebration was supposed to be is not always the same as we might perceive it or we might understand it in our generation. Look at a description that we were given about one of the great Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Maharil, who lived in the 1300s. So the Mate Moshe writes the way the Maharil and his contemporaries used to observe the day of Purim. Listen what he writes. He says, HaMaharil HaYakosev Tshuvas Al Shelas Purim. The Maharil used to sit there in shul and write responsa. He used to write answers to those who had questions about how to properly celebrate Purim. Don't think for a minute that means that he sat in shul the whole day and just wrote his tshuvas and didn't enjoy and didn't celebrate the Yom Tov of Purim. So what does it mean that he celebrated Purim? Writes the Mate Moshe, this is what Purim looked like in the life of the Maharil. Aval zed darkam hayim mispalim tefila sam bebeis haknesses. Everybody would come and daven in shul. Bechal dini atfila. Purim davening was no less serious than davening was on any other day of the year. Nobody came to shul with costumes, and nobody came to shul with a sense of lightheadedness. Everyone davened the way we're supposed to daven every other day of the year. Ubekavana haru'uya kishar kalayamim. He says the Maharil came to shul, and all of the people in his shul used to daven the same way that they daven with intensity on any other day of the year. V'hayishomim kriyas hamagila mila b'mila b'pi achazen. They made sure that although we have a practice that the children make noise at Haman and we all have a great time, one has to make sure, says the Maharil, that you hear every word from the Baal Kori, otherwise you will not fulfill your obligation that you have to do on Purim. V'lamasichan afilu sicha kala. They made sure not to talk, not to interrupt at all. V'hayimachalkin staka ishkefi masas yado. Each person would give away to the needy according to their ability, according to your capability. B'simcha v'tuv leivav. And when you gave away the money, you just felt a sense of overwhelming joy and satisfaction. How lucky we are to give away that which God blessed us with to those who unfortunately are less able to provide for themselves. V'hayaholchem levateim. They used to go home. Hayaholchem v'shosim. They would go home and eat and drink. U'medaktikim in atilas yadayim. He says the Maharil used to warn everybody to make sure to wash the way you're supposed to wash any other day of the year, to make brachas the way you make brachas during the year, to make sure to finish off birchas hamazon. You know, sometimes my father used to tell us at home, sometimes people are so busy with the Purim Suda and they're running from here to there and they're going to this person's house and to the other one. And how many things do they violate throughout the course of Purim? You don't make brachas the way you're supposed to and you don't remember to bench. And so many people pass through the day without davening mincha. So the Maharil tells us, don't forget that Purim is a day where we have mitzvahs that apply throughout the year. They apply equally on Purim as well. Smeichem b'zichram eskal hanisim asher asa Hashem la'avoseinu. They used to spend the day being so overjoyed about all of the great miracles that God performed for our ancestors. And meshabchem l'shma ha'gadol, they would praise the Ribbono shel Olam's great name, asher b'chol dar v'dar mafli chazdo imanu. The Purim story is not something that happened once in the course of our history. It is an ongoing story. It's something that we experience in every generation, that the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our galus continues to shine forth. However, he says, u'smeichem b'talmud Torah. Certainly, one of the most important things that they used to make time for on Purim was they would be misameach b'talmud Torah. They would take out a few minutes at least to learn Divrei Torah and to be excited about that. Shanemar, because it says, Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. So therefore he says, if we know that we have this idea of La'ihud Maisar V'simcha V'sasim Ikar, what greater way to show our simcha, what greater way to show our satisfaction and our appreciation for all that God did for us than to make time to learn Torah itself. And he brings out the point that it says, La'ihud Maisarah. It says the Jews had a sense of light, a sense of illumination. The Gemara says, Ora zu Torah. So he says the Torah aspect comes before the Pasuk says, V'simcha v'sasam ikar. So he says the first manifestation of our way of celebrating Purim is Ora. That's what the Pasuk says. The first way of showing that is by learning. However, he says, Hakol haya ba'avodas Hashem v'yirasa. The entire celebration of the day was replete with a sense of Yiras Shamayim, with a sense of Avodas Hashem, and that is what Purim is all about. Those who want to walk, those who want to follow in the path of our great leaders, Lasos is Kalamaisim Ha'ela Al Pi Darkam, to celebrate Purim in the way that they celebrated it, to do this right, to do it the way that it's supposed to be commemorated. Kimoem Yiyu Tzetza Me'av, that is the way your children will end up as well. As great as those great leaders, he writes. V'chal asher chafetz Hashem b'yado yatzliach, and whatever it is that you want, the Ribbono shel Olam will provide for you. That is what many, many Hasidish Svarim write, that the Gemara says that on Purim kol haposhet yad nosnim, the halacha is anyone who sticks out a hand and asks for tzedakah, we're supposed to give them. So the Hasidish Svarim write as well, kol haposhet yad, if we, as human beings, stick out our hand, the Ribbono shel Olam will give us as well, which means not only for the physical needs that we have, but the Svarim write as well, it means for all the spiritual needs that we have in mind, the Ribbono shel Olam will be able to fulfill those on Purim more so than throughout the course of the year. And the Chassam Sofer writes in a drasha that he has a Kabbalah b'shem the Shev Yaakov. I don't really know who the Shev Yaakov is, but the Chassam Sofer obviously considers him to be someone very unique and special. He says he has the following Misori, is the following tradition. Kala osik b'torah b'megillah shel laila l'megillah shel yom. Anyone who makes time on Purim to study Torah between Mikra Megillah at night and Mikra Megillah during the day, muftach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba. He says, I have a tradition, I have a Kabbalah from the Shev Yaakov, that one who makes time to study Torah on Purim, Muvtach lo shehu ben olam haba. Sounds like a worthwhile investment to me. Sounds like a pretty simple thing. So it's a wonderful day of celebration, but one of the most important and critical paramount aspects of Purim celebration has to be that we make time to study Torah like the Ramah tells us. There's a comment made by Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz in a Sefer Yaros Devash, where he's writing in Germany in the 1700s about Purim and his generation, and he says, Be'emes yamim elu yimei sason. As we know, these days of Purim and the days leading up to Purim and afterward are considered to be great days of celebration. K'ma'amarim, like the Gemara says in Tainis Daf Chavtes, Mishanichnas Adar marbe misimcha. When Adar comes in, we're all supposed to feel a sense of great celebration and enjoyment. Aval, he says, Ba'avonoseinu haravim. He says, much to our chagrin, much to our disappointment, Arva kala simcha. All of this great celebration has become sour. Why is that? Why has the celebration become sour? What does he mean? He says, V'nepach le'evel chagenu. He's borrowing terms from Eicha. He says, Nepal le'evel chagenu. Our day of great celebration, Purim, has turned into a day of evel, of avelas. Ve'ech esmach b'purim. He says, how can I ever celebrate on Purim? How can I have a good time? B'zachri har tzion. When I remember har tzion. Now, normally that's a reference. In Eicha, we refer, har tzion means Yerushalayim, means Eretz Yisrael. But here he says, he means when he says Bezachri Hartzion Hema Bate Knesios Abate Midrashos Shomamim. As we know, a manifestation of the Beis Hamikdash when we don't have it in Sion in Yerushalayim is every Beis Hamikdash, is every Beis HaKnesses, a Mikdash Ma'at that we have the opportunity to come to. And he says Darkei Torah Hem Darkei Tzion, and he says, I come into the Beis Medrash, I come into the Shul on Purim, and I see nobody's making time to sit down and spend a few minutes learning. Says the Yaros Devash, is that really what Purim celebration is meant to be about? Iker Simchas Purim hi b'Torah. He says, doesn't the Ramah teach us that the most important aspect of what it means to celebrate a Purim is by highlighting our appreciation for once again having the opportunity to learn Torah? Haman makes a decree that no one's allowed to learn. So how do we respond? The greatest and most profound response we can have is by continuing to study Torah and by making time throughout this busy day of Purim at least to show our appreciation for Divrei Torah a little bit. He then goes on to say, as we know today is Ayin Adar, the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says the Yaros Devash, as quoting Chazal, we know that on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Gemara says in Maseches Tmura Daf Tezvav, very famously, that Shloshas Alfei Halachos Nishtakhu Bimei Evlo Shel Moshe. 3,000 halachos were forgotten from the Jewish people in the days when we were busy having avelus over Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mesorah was not so clear, people did not remember anymore, and many, many halachas were forgotten. And this is why many machloksim came about after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, because we no longer had that clarity and understanding of Torah. Well, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz that Chazal tell us, this is why Haman chose to make, he was very excited about the fact that his decree to destroy the Jewish people came out in the month of Adar, because once you have a low for the Jewish people because of the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, a time of year when Torah was forgotten, a time of year when people were neglecting the Torah, when they forgot everything they learned from their great teacher Moshe Rabbeinu, said Haman, there's no greater time to attack them than that time itself. That is when the Jewish people are on a low, when the Torah is on a low. And therefore, writes Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, specifically when we come upon the time of year of the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we remember what Chazal tell us, that so many of the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu taught were forgotten, b'mei Evlo Shel Moshe. Therefore, he says, b'chodesh hazeh, the greatest response we can have, and the most important way to celebrate this Yom Tov of Purim is by showing the Ribono Shel Olam that we are strong with our Torah. V'toraseinu hu chayenu, he says, u'shleimus nafshenu. We show the Ribono Shel Olam that the greatest way that we celebrate, the greatest thing that we do, and the only response we can show is to spend time studying his Torah and to make up for all of those halachas that were forgotten in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to re-emphasize our commitment to the Torah and to all the mitzvahs that we're supposed to keep. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Omer Rotzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos HaSisrael, Lefika Achir